Good morning. Today's daf in Zvachim is daf Kuf Zayin. Okay, we're behind, but we're catching up, and we are starting this morning the 13th parak of Zvachim. We're almost at the end. We are starting this morning the discussion of Shechutei Chutz. So we start a new parak. That's good. A fresh new topic. And a little bit of an introduction to the fresh new topic. Shechutei Chutz is a prohibition in the Torah. We'll learn this morning, over the course of this morning, there are actually two prohibitions in the Torah. One is Shechutei Chutz. There is shechting a carbon outside the base of Mikdash, and there's Halal B'chutz, and then there's offering a carbon outside the base of Mikdash as well. All this is rooted in Psukim in Parshas Achrimos. Parshas Achrimos, more notably known for the Avodah Yom Kippurim. The Avodah of Yom Kippur is mentioned in the first parak. Not the first parak, but the 17th parak, but the first parak of, 16th parak of Achrimos, where the Torah goes and delineates all the procedure and the protocol of Avodas Yom Kippurim. And then after that, the Torah then goes on to discuss other things, notably Shechutei Chutz. Okay, so let's do it. The first thing we're going to do today is we're just going to go through Pesukim. Basic Pesha on the Pesukim. The Gemara, a lot of the drushes today. So if you like drushes, you'll love today's Gemara. If you like learning Gemara, you'll love today's Gemara. The pasuk says, "Vayidaber Hashem Moshe le'mor dabel Aaron vel abanav ve'el kol bnei Yisrael ve'marta lem zeh davar shetzivah Hashem le'mor." So we start off with an introduction, right? You'll see the words are very important because a lot of these words are going to be used for drasha. Zeh davar shetzivah Hashem le'mor. Ish mi beis Yisrael asher yishchat shor chesav o'ez b'machane o asher yishchat michutz l'machane. So if a person were to shecht an animal, a bull, a sheep, a goat, in the machane, or asher yishchat michutz l'machane, or shechted outside the machane, v'al pesach o moed lo hiviu, and did not bring it into the beis hamikdash, l'hakriv karbon l'Hashem lifnei mishkan Hashem, dam yechashev la'isha hu dam shafach, v'nichras ha'isha hu mikerev amo. So the Torah writes in extraordinarily strong language, dam yechashev la'isha hu. You know, when you don't bring a karbon into the beis hamikdash, dam yechashev. It's going to be karis. Dam yechashev la'ishahu. It's like you're killed. It's like you spilled blood. Dam shafach v'nichras ha'isha mekarav amon. The Torah says very clearly that this is a prohibition that comes along with it, the punishment of karis. Pasuk hey, laman asher yavu b'nei Yisrael zivchem asher him zochim al p'nei asadeh ve'viyum la'Hashem al pesach ol moed ela kohen v'zavchu shlamim la'Hashem osam. So Pasuk hey, the Torah says, what I want you to do is I want you to bring it al pesach ol moed. I want you to bring it to the tent. Tent, of course, is the Mishkan, but tent, of course, is also the base of Mikdash. V'zarek ha-kohen es adam al mizbeach Hashem pesach ol moed. And I want the Kohen to sprinkle the blood, pesach ol moed, on the entrance of ol moed. V'ikter ha-chelev l'reich nicholach l'Hashem, and I want you to offer the chelev. And then pasuk zayin back. V'lo yizbechu od ed zivchehem la'si'irim. And I don't want any more of this offering your zvachim to the si'irim. Si'irim here does not mean goats. Curious? Okay, I figured he'd give something like that. Demons. Yeah? So, od zivchehem la'si'irim. Asher heim zonim achrim chukas olam tiyezos lahem ladorasam. So none of this stuff outside. I only want you to do it inside. Almost done. Pasuk ches va'aleim tamar. Ish mebeis Yisrael menager asher agur besochem asher yala ola o zevach. Anyone who offers an ola or a zevach ve'al pesach ol moed lo yivienu and didn't bring it to the pesach ol moed. La'sosos ol Hashem v'nichras ha'ishahu me'amav. And one more time, the Torah repeats and says v'nichras ha'ishahu. There's going to be a punishment of karis.
How many times did it say karis?
It says it twice. Right. Twice in total.
This is a place that's talking about Tzairim, demons, in the Chumash itself?
Yeah, so there... No.
Is there other places?
No. There is a Ramban.
There's a Torah Shebechtel saying the existence of Tzairim so directly.
So directly, and referring it, and that referring to demons.
Yeah. Has it been ever other places?
No. I don't know. There is a Ramban that connects... That makes a connection for another time. I'll tell you the Rabbi another time. Just remind me, and I will show you inside. He makes a connection between the Seir mentioned over here and the Seir Lazazel. Oh, okay. Okay. It is interesting, but I'll share with you another time. We learn the Mishnah. When the Mishnah now is on Kuf Vav Amud Aleph, and here we begin the 13th parak of Zvachim Shochev Amal Bechutz Chayv Al Ashchita VeChayv Al Olam. So if you shochev Amal Bechutz, so if you shech the carbon outside the Beis Hamikdash, or if you're ma'ala a carbon outside the Beis Hamikdash. Now we're going to keep using this word ma'ala again and again. Okay, probably it means burning a carbon outside the Beis Hamikdash. Probably. I mean, the Mishnah happens not to be clear. Meaning we usually look for Mishnah for clarity. But the Mishnah is going to keep going ma'ala ma'ala, and understood because that's the pasuk, the words that the psukim use. But it probably means burning. I mean, in other words, if you bring in a carbon, ma'ala just simply means to bring it up. Right? Well, what does that mean? You put the carbon on the Mizbeach, that's the Isser Kares? It could be, but probably a reference to burning. So according to the Tanakhama of our Mishnah, so you're chayv twice over. You're chayv for both shechita and for Allah. Rav Yosef Glili Omer, shacha bifnim ve'ala b'chutz, shacha b'chutz ve'ala b'chutz pater. If you shech inside and you offer it outside, we're missing a word in the Mishnah. The next word should be chayv. Okay. But if you shecht outside and you offer it outside, you're going to be pater. Shalom halal ala davar pasul. Because then you offered only something pasul. Now Rav Yossi's position is mistaber. It's a logical position. And his position goes like this. Look, you can't tell me, if you shecht the carbon inside, so good, so now it's ready to be brought inside. Now if I take that carbon and I bring it outside, so then I'm going to be chayef for halal b'chutz, for offering carbon outside, because I took something which was fit to be brought inside, and I took it and I brought it outside. But if I shech the carbon outside, so that's it. It's not a carbon anymore. It's a dead animal. Right. So I can't... I successfully violated the Isser of Shchut Echutz, but I didn't violate the Isser of Halal B'chutz. So Rav Yossi says, I'm going to limit the Isser of Halal B'chutz only to a case where I shechted it inside the Azara.
Even when they had bombs?
So, not yet. Amru lo afa shochid ifnim malah b'chutz kevish yosi apsulom. So the Chachamim say back to Rav Yossi, look, it's not a bad argument, but we can counter, and we'll counter like this. I don't understand. Let's go to your case. So you shechted the carbon inside the Mizbeach, inside the Azara. Okay, now what'd you do? You took it out. So now you disqualified it. There's a psul called Yotzei. So you've disqualified it just simply by taking it out. So when you're offering it outside the Azara, so what are you offering? A disqualified carbon. So what are you hocking us for? Meaning, yes, we are of the position, the Chachamim Siddur Rav Yossi, that if you shecht outside, you offer it outside, you're going to be chayev. It's not much different than your case over there. So in our case, you shechted it outside. Right, granted, it's disqualified. But even according to your case, where you shechted it inside and then you brought it outside, it's also going to be disqualified. So the Chachamim Siddur Rav Yossi doesn't really hold true what you're saying, that in order to be chayev on halal b'chutz, there has to be a qualified animal. Even in your case, it's going to be a disqualified animal. Okay, now the Mishnah is going to continue, and it's going to be a totally different subject, but a very similar construct. So the Mishnah now is going to give us a, kind of, if you will, a parallel discussion.
For the first part of the Mishnah, the person is sacrificing to an idol.
It's to Hashem, wrong location. The issue here is totally location. Okay, Hatamish Achal Bein Kodesh Tamei Bein Kodesh Tar Chayev. Okay, now we learned this in Shavuos, first two prakim in Shavuos. Spent some time with this. You eat while in a state of tuma. You eat carbon while in a state of tuma. So that's a chayev krisus. It's one of the chayev krisus. So the Tanakhama says it doesn't matter what you eat. Meaning carbon. It doesn't matter if you're eating carbon tamei or if you're eating carbon tar. Either way, you're going to be chayev krisos. Once again, Rav Yossi Aglili Omer Tamish Achol Tar Chayev, B'Tamish Achol Tamei Potter Shelo Achol Alo Davar Tamei. So Rav Yossi Aglili says similarly, no. If you eat something which is qualified, meaning a carbon which is tahor, and you're tamei, so then that's an Isser Kares. But if you're eating something which is tamei, which is disqualified, you're not going to get kares for eating something which is disqualified. So a tamei person eating tamei carbon is not going to be chayev kares. And again, the counter from the Chachamim back to Rav Yosef Glili is the same as we had previously. Amr lo af tamei shachol satar kem shenagabo to tamu v'tar shachol tamei patr sheino chayev elal tamas aguf. So the Chachamim say back to Rav Yosef Glili, look, Even in your case, what's going to happen? The guy's tummy, the food is tahor. He's going to pick it up. So I got news for you. The food, the kachim that he just picked up is going to become tummy. So what did you gain? What did you gain now by telling me that the only time that the Torah imposes kares is only when it's a tummy man eating tahor food? When he picks it up, he's going to be metame it. So the Chachamim say back to Rav Yosef Lili, what did you gain? It's the same. It's the same type of question that we had before.
The shas, never had it.
Correct. I guess that's what Rav Yosef says. The top Tosfos on the page points out, right? Second Tosfos, or really first Tosfos. First Tosfos is just a header. Kevin Shenaga Botamu Alpha Gav De Mishkachala Be Kishetachav Lo Chaver Beveis Ablia. Look, you know, you want to get technical now. It's possible that you can eat a carbon without being metame the carbon. Have somebody else pick it up and stick it in your throat and shove it down your throat. And yes, it is possible. But Tosos writes, "Stama de milsa mayri kra filo benosin l'soch piv." But if the Torah is giving a prohibition, it's kind of hard to imagine that the Torah is going to prohibit a scenario in which the only way to violate it is the bizarre scenario where someone's shoving it down your throat. Okay. So Tosfos says it can't be that we're limiting ourselves to such a scenario. It's got to be that we're talking about a case where you're picking it up, and once you're picking it up, so then you hear what the Chachamim are saying back to Rav Yossi. You're picking it up anyway. You're going to make it tummy anyway. So what did you gain? He's tummy, but the food is tar. Good. Okay. So that second part of the Mishnah comes here not because it belongs here, but just structurally it fits. It's the exact same give and take between Chachamim, Rav Yossi, response from the Chachamim to Rav Yossi. It worked by Shchut Echutz, and it worked by a tummy person eating Kachim.
Why do we have the first part of the Mishnah again here? Didn't we discuss the Makom or the...
No, Shchut Echutz. The first time in the Masechta that we're going to be discussing Shchut Echutz, this is it. This is the place.
And is the Gemara going to discuss how Rav Yossi deals with the Pasuk? The Pasuk seems to be
right. As a okay. Well, no. So you're right. So you're asking the question against Rav Yossi.
Yeah.
Right.
I'm saying that the Chacham is a better question.
Meaning the simple pshat in the psukim.
Yeah.
Okay. We'll spend a lot of time with the psukim today.
The supposed tochav of the beis habliya, it sounds almost like bal kocho.
Yeah.
That's the case.
Correct. That's another point. Rabbi Goldstein is very good. That's another consideration. I mean, Tosha just rejects it out of hand because it's just too bizarre. Right. Start with the Gemara. Bishlama halak sivona shuk sivazara. Okay. Nuts and bolts today. A lot of the basics. Meaning what the Gemara will be doing today, what we'll be spending most of our time doing today, is going through where do we find the warning and where do we find the punishment. Okay, you know the rules. The rules is that in order to impose any type of punishment, the Torah has to be, first give us an azhara, a warning. The Torah has to say, first, don't do it. Then the Torah goes on to say, and here's what happens if you do it. So there is first, there's an azhara and there's an onesh. So the Gemara says, look, Halabachutz, which is, I would say, the unpopular one. It's unpopular because usually when we talk about this, we talk about Shchut Echutz. Right? The words just ring a little bit easier. Come and flow a little bit easier. We don't normally talk about Halabachutz. But they're both Yisuri Kares. And interestingly enough, Halabachutz, the Torah is actually clearer about it. The Torah is more specific.
Where does the Torah use that word?
El Pesach, not the... You'll see. So Azarik Onish Tichziv. So where's the Onish? Al Pesach Olamoid Lo Heviu. So the Torah says that he didn't bring it to a Pesach Olamoid. Azarik Tichziv Shomelecha Pentaale Olosecha. And we know the word pen means don't. Vichihad Am Rabbi Ab and Am Rabbi Lazar Komak Mishenemar Hishamir Pen Veal Eino Ela Lo Sase. So we have the word pen together with Al together with Hishamir. Are all low sasas, all negative prohibitions. So we got it. For offering a carbon outside the base of Mikdash, we have a azhara and we have an onish. So that's good. Sets ourselves up nicely. Shechita bishlam onis shechtiv al patachom or lo evio. So when it comes to shechita, so that so for the onish is very clear. For beginning pesukim talk about the onish. He didn't bring it the el patachom moed lo heviu. It's really a continuation of the previous pasuk. Pasuk gimel ishish mi beit yisrael asher yishchat shor kesef oed ba machane o asher yishchat michutz la machane. The El Pesach Ol Moed Lo Heviu Lakriv Karban Lashem Dami Chashiv Leishahu Dam Shafach VeNichras. So that's the Onish. El Azhar Min Olam. But where's the Azhar? Where does the Torah first start off by saying don't do it? Because you need that. You need the don't do it, and then you say, and here's what happens if you do it. So Amar Krava Lo Yizbechu Ol. Okay. So the Torah, so the Gemara's first offering to this question is Pasuk Zayin. Pasuk Zayin v'lo yizbechu od et zivcheim lasi irim asherim zonim achrim chukas alam tiyela zos lahem ladorosam. So it's the demon pasuk. The demon pasuk is the one that the Torah, the Gemara is first offering up as this is where the Torah tells us not to do it.
How come it's coming after Donish?
Yeah, that's strange. Although strange, but not a deal breaker. But what is the Gemara's? We'll spend a good part of our day trying to figure out where the Azhara is. So the Gemara starts off by saying like this. It's not true. That pasuk is not the Azhara. If I have the Avodah Zarah of Markulis, Markulis is the rock throwing Avodah Zarah. It's one where I pile two rocks and one on top of that, and then we throw more rocks at it. Okay, that's the Avodah Zarah of Markulis. So how do I violate the Isra of Avodah Zarah when it comes to Markulis? Get involved. Pick up a rock, throw a rock at it. What if I shecht a carbon for Markulis? So the Gemara in Avodah Zarah tells us, as the Gemara over here is quoting, you're also going to be violating the Isra of Avodah Zarah. When it comes to offering an animal to Avodah Zarah, even though that's not the way it's normally done, that is an Isra. This is the Raisa of Avodah Zarah. We learn from the pasuk. So this pasuk, the Gemara in Avodah Zarah uses to teach us that if I sheft a carbon for Avodah Zarah, even though it's not darko bekach, that's not the normal way to do it, it's still going to be prohibited. Okay, so that's what we need the pasuk for. So now the Gemara says you can't double dip. You know the rules. When I have a pasuk that tells me one halacha, I can't use it for another halacha. So Amar Rabba Karibay Velo Yizbechu VeKaribay Velo Od. So the Gemara says we're going to double dip, and here's how we're going to double dip. We're going to take the pasuk Lo Yizbechu Od, and we're going to take the Velo, and we're going to use it twice. It's going to be Velo Yizbechu, and it's going to be Velo Od. Okay.
I mean, you're just going to take the yizbechu out, right, from the middle.
The word velo is going to do double duty.
For yizbechu and od.
It's going to be velo yizbechu, and then we're also going to read the velo od.
Uh-huh.
Okay, ask me how many other times has that happened. I don't know. It's not a common move. Velo yizbechu kari be velo od. Akatimi baile lechetetanya. So the Gemara says, even still, we got issues. Because ad kanu medaber bekashin shikdish b'shas nisr abamos v'kruv b'shas nisr abamos shahare onshan amor vel pesach ol moed azar dechti b'shamalacha pental alosecha mikan ve'elech bizvachim shikdish b'shas heter abamos v'kruv b'shas nisr abamos shenamar laman asher yavu b'nei yisrael zivchem asher heim zovchem zvachim shikdash gach kvar apnei asad olam alcha hazovech b'shas nisr abamos ma'ala alav ki'ilu hikriv apnei asadem. I read a lot, I realize that. But basically what the Gemara says is like this. I still need this pasuk to teach me another halacha. Look, there were times, which we'll talk about later in this perek, where it was okay to offer carbon in my backyard. This is called heter habamos, where I didn't have to go to the Beis HaMikdash because, quite frankly, there was no Beis HaMikdash. Or there was no Mishkan in Shiloh. And so there were times historically where I could bring a carbon into my backyard. Heter habamos. Now, during the time of Heter Bamos, obviously, the Isser Shchutichutz is...
Doesn't apply.
Right? It's interesting. There are times where there's an Isser in the Torah that don't apply. Okay, so this would be the best example, maybe only example.
Question about why don't we have farmers now?
So that's the based on. We'll talk about that later.
Oh.
No, it's fine. It's the right question to ask. It's a right. It ties into the discussion of kedusha, kitcha shaita, kitcha lasid lavo. I'm butchering the Gemara right now. Okay. So there's this time of heter bama. So. Look, shchut echutz, let's start off with the easy case. The easy case is, there's no heter bamos, meaning we have either Mishkan and Shiloh, or we have the Mishkan in the desert, right? Or we have the Beis HaMikdash. So now, if I'm makdish a karban during that time, and at the time when I was makdish the karban, there was one destination to go to, that's the Beis HaMikdash. And then I offered it outside the Beis HaMikdash, that's easy. Meaning that's the easier case. That's the case where at the time when I was makdish it, I know I have to take it up to Yerushalayim and offer it in the Beis HaMikdash. Okay, so what the Gemara just told us is that case is what the Torah first discusses. The case where there's an iser of shchut echutz even at the time when I was makdish the animal. But let's go even one step further. Let's go to a case where when I was makdish the animal, there was heter bamos. So now when I was makdish the animal, at the time, in my mind, I'm saying to myself, okay, great. I'll sanctify this animal and I'll offer it in my backyard. And that's why I need the later psukim. The later psukim are coming to tell me that even after I was makdish the animal, then the Beis HaMikdash was built. And now there's one destination. And now I offered my karban outside the Beis HaMikdash. What then? So the Gemara says that's what the later psukim are coming to teach me. That even in that case, it's going to be an issue. It's going to be a prohibition. Mikan ve'elech. Let's start again. Three lines from the top of the page. Mikan ve'elech v'zvachem shekdushim b'shas heter abamos. In other words, from pasuk hey and onward, we are now discussing where there was heter abamos, v'ikriv b'shas heter abamos, and then between when I was makdish and when I offered it, the Beis HaMikdash was built. That's no good. And then the pasuk goes on to say, and what are you supposed to do with those karbanos? Bring it to Hashem. Okay, and that's what the lo yizbechu od is. That's our pasuk Zion. That's our demon's pasuk. I need that pasuk to tell me that even though I was makdish b'shas heter bamos when it was okay to offer in my backyard, but since the Beis HaMikdash was built, lo yizbechu od. Anish karis tam alamer. Sorry, yachol yeh anish karis. Now I might have thought there's strong consideration that that's an ister karis tam alamer chukas olam tia zos lahem ledorasam. So interestingly enough, no Issur Karis for such a scenario. It's prohibited. It's Asur Min HaTorah, but it's not an Issur Karis.
So it's not missing. What is missing? So it's not,
does that apply to that? Okay. So Ella Amar Abaye. Okay. So again, just making sure that we're all on the same page now. So we're looking for an azara. We're looking for a warning. Where does the Torah tell us not to shecht a carbon outside the Beis HaMikdash? Torah makes it very clear that if we do, the punishment is going to be kares. But we're looking for where the Torah says don't. The Gemara tried to learn it out from Pasuk Zayin, the Pasuk of Lo Yizbechu Od Et Zivchem Asi'irim, and the Gemara basically says, no, taken, occupied. That Pasuk is occupied, that tells us another halacha, and so therefore that's not it. So where is it? Where is that Pasuk that tells us that there is a warning not to shecht outside the Beis HaMikdash? So El Amar Abai Kavachomer. So the Gemara says, okay, so let's do it like this. So Abai says, we'll use logic, we'll use the Kavachomer. Now right away I can tell you, because when I first was preparing this Gemara, I'm like, you can't do that. Right? You're not allowed to do that. And so, right, so the Gemara later on, we'll get to that point. I don't know why, it's a half an amud of Gemara that we're about to engage in, where the Gemara is going to play around with this, And then the Gemara later on will say, oh, by the way, you can't do this.
Is that Onshim and Adin?
That's Onshim and Adin. There are two things, right? Just to be clear, because as I, the more I do this, the better, the more comfortable I get with all this. There's Ein Onshim and Adin and Ein Mazhirin and Adin. You can't punish somebody using Kal V'chomer, and you can't create Isurim using Kal V'chomer. We're doing the latter right now.
Right.
We're trying to create an Isser in the Torah using Kal V'chomer. And that's basically what Abai is doing. And right, I just, right, it's good. And my instincts are getting better. Instinctually, I said, you're not allowed to do that. So, bottom of the page, the Gemara is going to say, you're not allowed to do that. Okay, so why does the Gemara spend a half an Amud? I don't know. I'm not sure why the Gemara, you know, meanders a little bit, if you will, you know, before it gets to that point. What is the Kal V'chomer? Right? What is the Kal V'chomer? Kal V'chomer basically goes like this. Look, what did we just learn? We just learned that the Torah says that if you were Makdish the animal when there was the Shas Heter Bamos, and then you offered it when there was an Isser Bamos, the Torah says you're not allowed to do that. That's the Pasuk Zion. That's Lo Yizbechu Od. Now, and we also just learned that if you do that, that's not Isser Kares. So if that's prohibited, so let's ratchet it up. Right? Let's up the ante. So if that's prohibited, can't you imagine using simple deduction that if there was an Isser Karis, there'd also be a prohibition there as well? Good. That's a Kal V'chomer. And it's a good Kal V'chomer, by the way. The logic is a strong argument. But, Ein Mazir Madin, but again, let's hold on that because the Gemara will come around to that a little bit later. Amalei Ravina L'Rav Ashi. Im Kein Lo Yom Allah B'Chelev V'Taisi Kal V'chomer Min Nevela. So the Gemara says, really, you can just simply use Kal V'chomer to come up with azara, to come up with warnings. So, okay, Torah would never have to tell us that chelev is prohibited. We'd figure it out. How come? Because look, we know that if you eat chelev, forbidden fats of an animal, so you're subject to the punishment of kares. So if I eat something that doesn't have kares and the Torah says don't do it. So can't you imagine that once the Torah says you're going to get kares, that there's an isser? Why then does the Torah have to actually go out and spell out that there's an isser to eat chalev? So the Gemara says, also coming to Rava, amalei min nevela, nami lo asya. So Rava says, what are you doing? You're learning out from nevela? You can't do that. Nevela gives off tumma, chalev doesn't. You can't learn from nevela to chalev. Mishrapsim tameim. So the Gemara says, okay, let's try it again. Let's learn it out from Shratzim Tameim. Shratzim Tameim.
What does that mean? All Shratzim Tameim.
No. I also worked through this one as well. Only Shmona Shratzim. Only 8 Shratzim are Tameim. All Shratzim are prohibited to eat. Grasshoppers are okay, but I'm saying certain locusts are okay, but Shratzim is a generic term for all the crawling objects on the floor. So only 8 of them give off tumah. So Shratzim Tameim, Mala Shratzim Tameim Shematamim Bimashu. So the Gemara says, well, okay, Shratzim Tameim, again, you know why we can't learn from there, because it gives off tumah. So the Gemara says, fine, Shratzim Tahorim. So what about Shratzim which are forbidden to eat but don't give off tumah? So Mala Shratzim Tahorim Sheisrim Bimashu. So the Gemara says, yeah, but what are you talking about? You're talking about ants, as an example. So an ant, so you eat one ant and you're going to be chayev. When it comes to chalev, you have to eat a whole kazayas. Ma'arlo klai karim. So the Gemara says, let's learn it from Arlo and klai karim. Ma'arlo arlo klai karim shekenis nirim bahana. You can't do that. Arlo and klai karim or asr is prohibited to get benefit from. Chalev, you're allowed to get benefit from. Mi shavias. Well, why don't we learn that from the isr shavias? Ma'arlo shavias sheken tofeses dameha. So because Shvius, something happens in Shvius that you don't have elsewhere, which is the Kedusha of Shvius jumps from one object to another object when you sell your pair of Shvius. So me Truma, so why don't we learn out the Yisr from Truma? Shekein lo huta mechlala. So the Gemara says, well, you can't learn it out from Truma because you know by Chalev has a funny feature to it. Some Chalev is permissible, i.e. the Chalev that comes off of a Chaya. That Chalev is permissible. So Mikulanam Shekin Lohutra Mikhlal. So Gemara says, well, once you point that out, so now you realize Chalev is fundamentally different than all other the Yisurim. So the Gemara says, fine. So you're right. I'm a Ravi Kashuli Hakashuli. So Rava says, okay. So we're, the Gemara again just made an attempt to see, can we produce an Azhara for the Yisur of Chalev? And the Gemara says, we really can't. We needed the Torah to actually tell us that chilev is asa. So ikashli hadinan pesach umila mitzvos asay taste bekava chomer mimoser. So you know pesach and mila are mitzvos asay, the positive commandments. Why don't we learn it out through a kava chomer of moser of nosar? Ma moser shlo anash hezir pesach umila she anash inu din she hezir. So by nosar, there is no iser of kares by nosar. If we're leaving over nosar, the Torah says, "Lo sosir mimenu ad boker." Don't leave it over. By nosar mimenu ad boker by ish tisrofu. And if you leave it over, so burn it. There's no, but there's no iser kares.
But if you ate it, there's
kares. True. Right? On that point, you're right. Pesach umila she'anash ena din she'ezir. So there's a onish of kares for both Pesach and for mila. So for sure there's going to be an azara. So why does the Torah have to tell us an azara? So Amar Avashi, Amar Yitzchak Lishmaisa Kamen Derav Kahana, Amar Lehi Mimoster Lo Asya, Dilem Igel Mifrach Malam Moster Shekein Ein Lo Takana. I understand, once you create Noster, that's it, it's done. It's Noster. If I fail to bring the Karban Pesach, there's a makeup. If I fail to get a Milah, there's also a makeup. Okay? Tomer Pesach, Yesh Lo Takana, but by the Karban Pesach, and the Gemara doesn't say this, right, the Shita Mekubetzes adds it. Yeah, Tomer. No, he doesn't. Okay, I imagine the Gemara is also going to make the same point by Mila as well. Tomer Pesach Chisho Takana. Fine. Okay, so again, the attempts to try to make an Azara, but again, this really comes back to our original point, which is we're trying to learn out. Again, there's one stated goal for today. Where's the Azhara? Where's the warning in the Torah that says don't shaft the carbon outside the base of Mikdash? Okay? We know the Torah says what the punishment is, but where's the warning? So we're trying to learn it out from Lo Yizbechu Od. The Gemara says we can't. The Gemara is now trying to learn it out through a Kav HaChomer, and now the Gemara hits us with V'chi Mazir Min Adin Afil Aman Dar Monshim Min Adin. Now, there is an opinion out there in the Gemara, which, by the way, we don't normally accept, which is that you can create a punishment using a Kav HaChomer. But nobody subscribes to the idea that you can create an azhara, an actual iser in the Torah using kav v'chomer, right? If the Torah doesn't want us to do something, the Torah would not leave it up to our deductive reasoning to figure it out. Torah would tell us that straight out. So elakad Rav Yochanan da'amar asya havava. So another attempt, right? Every time you see the word ela, you know now the Gemara is reformulating. So we tried it out through Lo Yizbechu Od, didn't work. We tried it through Kal V'Chomer, that didn't work. So now the Gemara is reformulating and start again. Where do I know, how do I know that there's a warning in the Torah not to sheft the carbon outside? So Rabbi Yochanan says we learn it out through Gzeir Shava, Asya Hava Hava. Ma lahalan lo'ana shalem kin hizir, afkan lo'ana shalem kin hizir. We learn it through Gzeir Shava. Now here's the interesting part. A Gzeir Shava is as if the Torah wrote it out. Rashi writes it pretty clearly. Rashi, look at the last Rashi on the Amud, Asya Hava Hava. We learn it out through a Gzeir Shava. Shchita Meha'ala. Ksiv B'Shchita Lo Heviyu. It says by Shechting, he didn't bring it. Uksiv Ba'ala'a Lo Yivienu. Ugzeir Shava. And then Rashi goes on. That when you have Gzeir Shava, hol umufnehi, we have the two words which are parallel, same word, lekach harehu kemi shemefarish ba, ve'ein ze min adin kekavachomer, shadam dan me'atzmo. Kavachomers can be self-generated. We can come up with a kavachomer. Not that many left to come up with, but if we come up with a kavachomer, that'll stick. The Torah gives us that kind of latitude. But when it comes to Gzeir Shava, we can't come up with a Gzeir Shava. Gzeir Shava has to be from a Kabbalah, has to be from a tradition. So, it's clear from the Gemara. I mean, Rashi says it, but even without Rashi, it's really clear from the Gemara. When you have a Gzeir Shava, it's as if the Torah is explicitly writing, right, don't do it. Rav Amar, we're now on the top of Kuf Zayin, today's daf. Look at that. Rav Amar kid Rav Yona, Damar Rav Yona, Asya Sham Sham. So Rav is going to take a different approach. Okay, so I guess the Gemara doesn't reject this approach of Rav Yochanan. Right? Seems that the Gemara is comfortable with it. So I don't know, maybe Rav doesn't hold the Gzeir Shava. Possibly. Okay. But Rav has a different approach. He learns it out through the drasha of Rav Yonah, Dam Rav Yonah, Asya Hashem Shama, Lahala Lohana Shalim Kin Hizr, Avkan Lohana Shalim Kin Hizr. Now, what is this? So, it's when I first read it, I thought it's Xer Shava. I don't know. Rashi doesn't seem to say that. Rashi says, I'm Rav Yonah, I'm a crowd, the top Rashi on the page, Shamta Lo La Secha, Vishamta Seh. There you're going to offer up your carbon, Vishamta Seh. It's also, by the way, out of order. Right, the asiya is the shechting. Okay, but itkish shar asiyos lahalah mahalah lo anesh alem kin hizer af shchita lo anesh alem kin hizer. From Rashi, it sounds like this is a hekesh, not a gzereshav, it's a hekesh. Okay, so mahalah lo anesh alem kin hizer af kan lo anesh alem kin hizer. Okay,
but isn't hekesh like a kal v'chomer also the same thing?
No, hekesh is not a kal v'chomer.
The same kind of category, even
different category. It's close to Gzeir Shava, right? I agree. It's definitely close to Gzeir Shava. Right. You, Rabbi Rabinovicki spoke about this a number of Shabbos ago. You know, in the Yud Gimel Midos, hekesh is not there.
Right.
Also, isn't Hekesh the words are actually closer to
it? I mean, that's what the word Hekesh actually means. Correct. Hekesh means, Makish means banging against one another. Right. The words are actually up against one another. Gzereshava, you can hyperlink from any place in the Torah to another place in the Torah. Right? The most classic one, right? Kiyika Chishas Isha. Right? And that goes all the way back to Parshas, you know, to Chai Yisara. I mean, that's a super hyperlink. But Gzereshava, the Torah is treated as one entity, and you can jump around from anywhere to anywhere. Again, you can't. You need a tradition, but that's Gzereshava. Hekish has got to be in the same pasuk, right? Like we find over here. Afkan lo anishalim kin hizer. Askechan mukterei pnim shehel on the chutz. Mukterei chutz shehel on the chutz minayin. Now I learned it out. Either Gzereshava or Hekish, one of the two. Now that I know that. So let's go one step further. Mukterei pnim she'el amlechutz. The terminology of mukterei means literally burnt inside. Now, it wasn't burnt inside. If it was burnt inside, that's the end of the story. There's nothing to talk about. It means it was shechted inside, now fit to be brought onto the Mizbeach, and then you took it outside. Okay, so that part we get. So mukterei pnim she'el amlechutz. Mukterei chutz she'el on the chutz minayin. How about the next case? The next case is, what if I shecht it outside? Right, going back to what we learned in the Mishnah. This is a machlokas and Mishnah between the Tanakhama and Rav Yossi. So, and this is a support for the Tanakhama. So I'm Rav Kahana Makra, ve'aleim tomar. Al hasmuchim tomar. So the Gemara says, well, we'll darshan. And here's what we're going to darshan. We're going to darshan the next pasuk. Meaning the lo yizbuchu odizibchem asirim shem zanimachem chukasalam tia, and then the aleim tomar ish mi beis yisrael minager shergur b'sochem asher yala ola ozevach. So the way the Gemara is right now understanding the aleim means and on these, small problem, right? It's an aleph. It's not an ayin, right? And the Gemara jumps on that. So the Gemara says ala smuchim tomar masya for rava miksiv the aleim. Now it's funny, when you heard me read it, you didn't hear any difference, because I don't know how to separate my ayins and my aleph's. Right? The Rambam writes that you have somebody who doesn't know how to separate his ayin and his aleph's, you can't be a shlich tzibur. Okay? That's why they never ask me. That and a couple of other reasons. So miksiv aleim aleim ksiv, ela kedetan de bei Rabbi Shmuel, va'aleim tomar, I'm sorry, ela kedetan de bei Rabbi Shmuel, va'aleim tomar. So we learned it now from the drush of Rabbi Shmuel. Now, quoted the same pasuk. What just happened? So la'arev parshios. It's the vav. The vav of va'aleim tomar is. By the way, I keep saying va'aleim, right? It's yeah, no, no. I was no. It's right. It's right. Va'aleim. It is a patach. Okay. So va'aleim tomar. So la'arev parshios. So it's to combine the parshios. So meaning to say. A, the case where I shechted inside and then I brought it outside. And B, the case where I even shechted it outside and I brought it outside. So we have Erev Parshios. Rav Yochanan Amar Asya Havava Ma Lahala Mukter Echutz Afkan Mukter Echutz. And Rav Yochanan says, no, we'll learn it out based on our Gzereshava that we had previously. Just like in the Gzereshava, it created a link in order to teach us the Yazara. It's also Gzeira Shava that teaches us the that the both cases would be prohibited. Malahala Mukhtari Chutz, Afkan Mukhtari Chutz. Okay. Maskif La Rabibi. Hadidnan. So now Rabibi says, wait a second. Now what you're telling me is the following. There's an issue in the Torah, it's called Shchutei Chutz. And essentially, and there's also an issue in the Torah called Halah B'Chutz, offering it outside. There really are two various cases. There are two distinct cases. One case is where I shecht it inside and offer it outside. And there's another case where I shecht it outside and offer it outside. Now, if that's true, that there actually are two separate cases, so now we go to our first mission in Krisus. Hadidnan, we learned in that first mission in Krisus, Shloshim v'sheish Krisus b'Torah. There are 36 Krisus in the Torah, and that Mishnah, when we get to it, shortly enough, when we get to that Mishnah, we're going to see that the Mishnah over there actually goes through all 36. Now, of those 36, one of them is Shchutei Chutz, and the other one is Halah B'Chutz. But we could really even further subdivide. There's Shchutei Chutz where I shecht it inside, and then there's Shchutei Chutz when I shecht it outside. And if I did that, the magic number is no longer 36, the magic number is now going to be 37. Tilsin Vishav Havyan. Te'ika Hamala Vehamala. There's Mala, and then of course there is Mala. Meaning that there's one Mala where I shecht it inside, and there's another Mala when I shecht it outside. Gemara ends off with a very unemphatic kasha. That's correct. That would seem to be a problem, but not the end-all be-all of problems. If I may suggest, it's not the end-all be-all of problems, because when we get to that Mishnah in Krisus, you're going to see, like I'll give you an example. The Mishnah in Krisus says, you know where one of the 36 are? Shabbos. One of the 36 Krisus is Shabbos. One of the 36 is Shabbos? What does that mean, one? How many malachas are there on Shabbos? There are 39 malachas on Shabbos. So, and meanwhile, the Mishnah in Krisus counts it as one. So in other words, the Mishnah in Krisus is not giving us...
Bundles.
Right, the Mishnah... Correct, the Mishnah in Krisus bundles.
It's a heading.
Right, they're headings. So, if I may suggest, I mean, the Gemara doesn't say it, but whenever the Gemara ends off with the word kashya, that means it's like not the end of the world. Tiyufta means it's the end of the world, like, you know, pack it up and go home. But kashya means it's not the end of the world. So, probably, this is just me suggesting, because you know that Mishnah over there anyway is bundling. So, over here, you're right. There may be two types of halah. Shechting inside, offering it outside, versus shechting outside, offering outside. That may be true. And the Mishnah only counts it as one? Okay. It bundles. V'haditnan. Okay. Mishnah. Mishnah's coming up a little bit later on. We'll get to it in just a short couple days from now. Hazarik makes us damim b'chutz chayev. If I sprinkle blood outside, I'm going to be chayev. So we have spent so far this morning talking about shchutei chutz. Right? We have that covered now. Where do we learn it from? Either it's gzeira shava or it's a hekesh. We have halah b'chutz. We now know that there are two types of halah b'chutz. Shechting inside, offering outside. Shechting outside, offering outside. And now the Mishnah later on is going to talk about hazorik mitzas damim, sprinkling blood outside. So chayiv, you're going to be chayiv. So minalan. So how do I know this? So nafkalei midatayin. So the Gemara says for that we have another brisa. Dam yechashev l'rabbis hazorik divrei Rabbi Yishmael. So according to Rabbi Yishmael, it comes out from the dam yechashev. I told you when I read the psukim, it's very strong language of the Torah. That if I shecht the carbon outside, dam yechashev la'ishahu. It's like you spilled blood. Now, usually that's the Torah's terminology for murder. So Rabbi Yishmael says, you know what you learn from Dam Yechashev?
That means he will be killed.
It's considered Yechashev.
Could. Interesting.
Isn't it like
Right, I'll read Rashi and Chumash. Dam
Yechashev.
Yeah, Rashi and Chumash is more like me. Dam Yechashev kishofech dam ha'adam. Shemeschai benafsho. So it's a hybrid between me and you. Right.
Next Rashi.
Dam Shayar Rashi.
Is this point?
Right. Next Rashi and Chumash. Very good story. So Dam Shafach Rashi L'Rabos as Azarik Dam in Bechutz. And then he quotes, of course, Vachem Daf Kuf Zayin. Okay. Tank. All right. So Naftali Meditanya Dam Yechashev L'Rabos Azarik Divrei Rabbi Yishmael. So according to Rabbi Yishmael, we learn that from Dam Yechashev, that if I'm Zorig Dam, if I sprinkle the blood, that's also an Isra. Rabbi Kiva Amir, O Zevach, L'Rabbas is a Zorig. So Rabbi Kiva learns that from O Zevach. And now, The accounting starts. What is each going to do with the other's pasuk? Rabbi Yishmael, hi, o zevach my avid lay lechalek. So what does Rabbi Yishmael do with the words o zevach? So he needs that for to be mechalek. So meaning that I might have thought without the o zevach that in order to violate this sister successfully, in order to be chayev, I got to bring up, I got to do everything the Torah says, right? The No, not that. I'm sorry. Right? The pasuk. Asher yishchat shor, o kesef, o eiz, b'machane. Right? V'zavchu zivchei shlamim. Right? In other words, I might have thought that I needed to bring up all the various types of karbanos mentioned over here in order to be chayev. So, o zavach is coming to be mechalek. It's saying, no, just one karban is all you need. So Rabbi Kiva lachalak minale nafka laimi lo yevienu. So Rabbi Kiva learns it out from the pasuk lo yevienu, lo yevienu means don't bring it, meaning even just one carbon. Rabbi Shmuel haomi baile al hashalem uchayv enu chayv al hachaser. Now according to Rabbi Shmuel, you're only going to be chayv if you bring an entire entity out, not if it's chaser. Okay, what exactly does that mean? Rashi says, stay tuned. Tomorrow's daf, we're going to talk about the difference between shalim versus chaser. Rabbi Akiva nafkelei me la'asos oso. Rabbi Akiva also agrees to the concept of shalim versus chaser. Learns it out from different psukim la'asos oso. And now Rabbi Yishmael, chal la'mukter e'pinim v'she'chaser v'hela b'chutz v'chal la'mukter e'chutz she'chaser v'hela b'chutz. And according to Rabbi Yishmael, what does he generate from the pasuk la'asos oso? So according to Rabbi Yishmael, if I shecht it inside, and then it becomes chaser and it becomes deficient, and I offer it outside, versus if I shecht it outside and it becomes chaser and then I offer it outside. The Hatayan, right? In fact, the Gemara points out that's exactly what Rabbi Shmuel feels. That's his position. The Hatayan, Rabbi Shmuel, Amar Yachol Mukter Epinim Shechaser Ve'Ela B'Chutz Chayev Tamalomer La'Soso Alashalim Chayev Enochayev Alachaser. So according to Rabbi Shmuel, it has to be shalem even if I shechted it inside. Rabbi Akiva, Mukhtar Epim Shechasu Ve'ela B'chutz Chayev. And according to Rabbi Akiva, if I shecht it inside and it becomes chaser, I'm going to be chayev. Again, the chaser versus shalem, we'll talk more about that tomorrow. That's really tomorrow's daf. Rabbi Akiva, Haidam Yechashe Ma'avile. So now, let's go back to our original point. Zrikas Adam, sprinkling the blood. So both Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Shmuel both agree that is an Isser Kares. It's a Chiyuv, it's a negative prohibition in the Torah, coupled with, if I do it, I'm going to be Chayv Kares. So where is that generated from? So according to Rabbi Kiva, it comes from Dam Yechashev. According to Rabbi Yishmael, it's Dam Yechashev. According to Rabbi Kiva, it's O Zevach. According to Rabbi Kiva, what does he do with Dam Yechashev? My Avid Leila Rabos, Shechita Sa'of. What if I shecht the bird outside the Azara? Rabbi Yishmael nafkalei may o asher yishchat. And Rabbi Yishmael learns it out from the O. Rabbi Akiva, amelecha umi bayile al ha-shochid uchayev v'lo al ha-molek. For birds, you shecht, not malika. If I do malika outside the Azara, so then I'm not going to be chayev on shchut echutz. It's only shchita. Rabbi Yishmael nafkalei mizeh ha-davar. And Rabbi Yishmael learns it out from Zeh HaDavar. That's from the second pasuk in the Parsha. Titanya Asher Yishchat. Ein li ala shoche behema. Shachar of minayin tam alomar. O Asher Yishchat. Yachol af ha-molek. The Braisi here says, I might have had a ha-vamina that malika as well. Vidinu. And think about it. It makes sense. Mashchita dein derech hechsher bifnim chayev. Malika shederech hechsher bifnim einu din. Shei chayev. Look. Shchita is not even the right way to do it. The right way to do it is malika. So if the Torah imposes a penalty for shechting, which is not even the right way, don't you think the Torah is going to impose a penalty for malika, which is the right way to do it? Tam alamar zeh hadavar. The zeh hadavar is a miyut. It's an exclusionary term. Rabbi Akiva amalecha umi bayilei l'gzer shava. And according to Rabbi Akiva, he needs it for a gzer shava. What's a gzer shava? Zeh hadavar, zeh hadavar. Rashi. I'm going to say, Sher Yishchat, where am I? L'gzer Shava, Mufreshes Be, Yesh Nochlum and Adar. Rashi just tells us where to look for the Gzer Shava. Okay, the Hadid Nan. A little bit more for this morning.
That's something that we didn't cover today, the Adar is something that we
No, it's from another Gemara. I did not look it up, to be totally honest with you. Okay, let's pause. Okay. Learning we do this morning is for Ilui Nishmas.
Chaim Shalom ben
Ben Avner Neshama Shel Haven Aliyah. Rabbi Chananya ben Akasha Matzah Kishbaruch Hu Zachar Soficha Chirba Mantor Shoshenemar. Nechafetz Matzikoy Yagdil Torav Yadir.